Jose Aiken is the manager of the North Peace Applied Research Association. She joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. Jose, how do you do? Happy New Year to you, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Happy New Year to you as well.
NAPAR is having their Peace Agronomy Update, which is coming up actually January 31st at the Dunvegan Inn and Suites in Fairview. How goes preparation for the event?
We're pretty excited for this event. As normal, this is our annual event, our Peace Agronomy Update. So it's something we like to do every year, and we've got a pretty good lineup, we believe, with speakers to talk about crop markets, insects, diseases, and environmental risk assessments with the EFP. And we've got a different one this year with a speaker on tile drainage in the Peace.
I was going to say, tile drainage, is that a new concept? Or, first of all, please forgive me because I didn't grow up with an agricultural background, but tile drainage, is that a new concept that's come in?
No, tile drainage has been kind of a big thing for several years, just maybe not in our area, per se. Tile drainage is something that is majorly used in Ontario region.
Okay.
Also, in other countries, tile drainage is used, so it's to help to keep the water flowing and keep the roots and the feet of crops dry or drier.
Oh. Okay. Well, there you go. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. You mentioned some of the speakers. You always enjoy having the speakers come up to our little corner of paradise. How key is it going to have the speakers come in, and do we know who's coming?
Yes. So we'll have Jennifer Otani. She's coming up again, and Neil Blue. Jennifer Otani speaks on the crop insects, and then Neil Blue speaks upon market updates. But actually this year we focused on people that were more local. We had one person that we had tried getting up for the area, and at first they committed, but they have gotten back to us about a sickness that they can't travel currently. So we'll have to sideline them for next year.
I'm also looking at the poster for the agronomy update, and I also see among the topics that a pest and insect update is on the list. Has that been a bit of a problem in the last couple of years here in the Peace region?
Bugs are always something you got to look out for, and some years they're better and some years they're worse, and some years there's certain pests that cause more issues than others. So it's always good to kind of stay in the know of what numbers are on the rise and which ones are expected based off trends, whether that's predators within the insects themselves or other conditions.
Do we know which has been having numbers increase or decrease over the last couple of years?
I guess you'll have to come to the Peace Agronomy Update to know.
There you go. Speaking of which, as I said, it's the Dunvegan Inn and Suites in Fairview is where it is. It's January 31st. If there's room, where can we sign up?
You can sign up on our website at www.napara.ca/events, or you can contact me at 780-836-3354.
How optimistic are you expecting a good turnout for the show?
Can always like to fill the room, so we're hoping for 70, but
we'll see what happens. The Peace Agronomy Update coming up January 31st at the Dunvegan Inn and Suites in Fairview. Jose, I appreciate this. Thank you very much. Jose Aiken is the manager of the North Peace Applied Research Association. Jose, appreciate your time. Thank you
very
much.
Thank you so much.